This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We want to talk about board game brawls because there's a story in the news right now. Somebody's on the lam as we speak from a Monopoly game.
They're on the run.
A family in Kansas City was playing Monopoly. By the way, it's Kansas City, Kansas, not Missouri.
Oh, that's a huge difference.
Is it?
I don't really know.
So when I used to be in a band and we would go there, I don't know the answer to this. This is dumb. I don't know why I'm hijacking our show.
What?
One side of Kansas City, I don't remember if it was the Missouri or the Kansas side, the strip clubs, they had to wear the, they had to cover stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the other side, they didn't.
They didn't, so you were all...
So, you know, it's like, let's go to the strip club. And then you're like, oh, we're on the wrong side.
Wrong side.
All right. We'll make a run for the border. In the same city.
That is
like... We would yell at our tour manager, you took us to the other side. It's over. Which side do you think is looser, the Kansas side or the Missouri side?
I want to say Missouri side.
Oh, you think Kansas side's more strict?
Yeah, I see Missouri is more. Yeah.
So which side? I'm not sure which is which.
I need closure, buddy.
What's, I do too. Okay. Anyway, this Kansas City, Kansas side, they were playing Monopoly. They wound up getting in a fight. It escalated. One guy argued with his cousin. His cousin's girlfriend hit him and shoved him into a mirror.
Mm.
Then she took off a running. Guy had to go to the hospital to get stitches.
Oh, yeah.
So the cousin's girlfriend is being sought. I thought it was a guy on the lam. It's a girl on the lam. She's being sought on aggravated battery charges.
Wow. All from a game of... She's probably stole the cash out of the kitty from free park or whatever that...
You know what happens when they catch her?
What's that?
She goes straight to jail.
That's right. And she doesn't...
Do not pass go.
Don't get your $200.
You don't get anything. Straight to jail. You got to roll doubles. It's the only way out of jail. If you don't have a get out of jail free card.
God, how fun would that be that to get out of jail, you have to just roll some
sixes? Why don't we have that in society? Are you kidding me? We haven't implemented that. You go through processing. You do your fingerprints. You take your stupid photo. And you step over and they show you Bubba, who's going to be your cellmate. And they're like, here's your dice. And you're like, oh my God, I got this.
That would be
shake, 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 shake. Ah! Oh, snake eyes. Sorry, Bubba.
That would be fun.
I am going to run for Congress.
Oh, great.
And I am gonna, is that what you have to do? What do I have to run for?
Just to get that done.
I'm like, that's going to be my platform. If you elect me, I will make sure prisoners will be given one chance to roll doubles. Oh, my God. Ted Bundy, here he is. I've killed like 30-some women. Let's see.
Oh my God.
Seven. Dang it. All right. So there was somebody else who was playing chess, I believe.
Oh, not this one.
34-year-old. You've read this one. Saviero Blunt was living in Dublin, renting a room from another dude, Tom O'Gorman.
Yeah.
They were playing chess. During the game, a disagreement occurred over a move. How do you disagree?
I know.
You took the horsey makes an L.
Right.
Bishop goes on the
color. That's true. Yeah.
The horsey does make an L.
Yeah, yeah, the diagonal.
I'm sure it's called a knight. But
probably.
The castle one.
The rook, that gets to go up this way.
You know what's in chess club, and I don't even know the names of all the pieces?
Why am I not surprised you were in chess club?
I lost my V card sooner than you did.
Oh, what? Oh, because that's the chess
club. I was 17.
Club. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So things escalated, and one guy grabbed a dumbbell, and then there was a stabbing over a dozen times.
Yeah.
And he cut open his chest and ate his lung. Wow, this escalated quickly. I'm guessing your board game brawls don't escalate to the murderous point.
You know what? People, I bet you they were in chess club. Yep, that's what happened. Chess clubbers, this is what it goes.
The dude has been arrested and pled guilty to murder over chess.
A game.
I'm going to say this. At my house, Uno turns into full-on fights.
It gets bloody, huh?
Because... Do you ever play Uno? Do you know all that? It's like you got to put a color on a color, like red on red, or if it's two, you can put a blue two on top of the two, whatever.
Yes.
And that's all fine.
But there's that special card.
It's the wild draw four.
And that knocks the person back.
It makes them have to draw four cards.
Yeah.
And legally in the game, you're not allowed to put that down if you have that color. So if there's a red, you can't.
But you gotta
play
other one.
It's not punitive. Yes. You can't just use it to punish somebody. It has to be your last resort. So if you don't know this in the game, if you suspect that I'm using it punitively, you can challenge and say, I think you have red. I flip my deck around real fast. If there's no red, you have to draw six. If I do have red, then I have to draw four.
Wait a second. That part is on the honor system, but if I don't believe you're being honorable...
You can
honorable,
challenge me, yes.
And then when you get caught, aren't you embarrassed that you're...
No, because it's me trying to be punitive. Like, there's times where you're at Uno, and I know that you're holding a red. If I put a red down, you're going to go out. So I put it down, and then you have to go. Is he the kind of guy who would, like... put down a wild draw four to punish me? Do I want to challenge him? Because if I'm wrong, you draw six. Now you're seven away from going out, as opposed to just going, okay, I'll draw four. I'm only five away from going out.
And you're doing this while playing with your children.
Yes.
You're doing this to an 11 and 8-year-old.
And I'll say this. They, no matter what, every time, even if you only have one card left in your hand, if it's a wild draw four, they take it as though you've taken their favorite stuffed animal and shoved it in a pile of dog poop and then lit it on fire. They are so mad. My son has flung the entire deck of Uno cards at my face over wild draw four.
Dang.
I'm done. Like, it's that game gets so intense.
Wild draw four. I want a t-shirt.
It just says, yeah.
Here comes wild draw four.
You think you got one card yet? I got a wild draw four waiting on you. All right. So if you've had some sort of board game gone bad, a board game brawl, we want to hear your story. Taylor?
Hi. All right, so my mom, brother, sister, and I were all playing this game called Sheriff of Nottingham, and it's a lying game. You try to get away with lying.
Nice.
And so my brother, my sister, and I are all lying to my mom. And my sister and I both lied, and my brother lied last. And my mom got so mad that she found out when he lied to her face that she started chasing him around the house. She started kicking him in the butt with her shoe and screaming at the top of her lungs.
Wait. But he was playing the game correctly, though.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was playing the game correctly. And she's like, you would lie to my face, to your mother's face?
Yes!
That's part of the
game. It's in Parker Brothers, wrote it down. Lie to your mom's face. It's Balderdash. Tell her.
With us again.
Right?
Oh, my God.
So your brother got grounded for playing the game correctly.
He got so much trouble. He got his phone taken away. She wouldn't talk to him.
This is the most unfair thing I've ever heard.
Right?
I got Boardwalk and Park Place, and now I'm being punished for that?
Exactly.
Wow. That's a board game brawl. Thank you, Taylor. Wendy.
Yay.
Board game brawl.
It wasn't a board game. It was spoons.
Hold on. I hate doing this. I've never played it. What the hell is it?
It's the funnest game ever.
Oh, my God.
Ever.
It is so fun.
What do you do? You just have spoons on a table?
It's like musical chairs, but with spoons. And you get, when you get four of a kind, you grab a spoon.
But you don't have to let everyone know that you grabbed the spoon.
Oh, you just grab it.
You grab it stealth-like, and then no one else knows you grabbed a spoon, and then they realize, and they got to grab a spoon, and the person that doesn't have the spoon loses.
Is out. Okay.
Yeah. Right. All and right. They get an F. It's kind of, and then whoever gets spoons first loses.
Okay. So then what happened?
We played spoons one night with my brother. I mean, we have four kids, my parents, and then her two friends, the husband and wife, and the wife was huge. She was really big. She was chubby.
Okay.
And so we're playing, and there was one spoon left, and Valerie and my mom's friend both reached for it. My mom's friend went over the table and broke the table.
Yeah.
Valerie grabbed the spoon, but Barbara landed on her. And they were laughing so hard, Valerie peed all over my mom's front.
Oh my, this is spoons.
Here's what's weird about your story, is Steve the whole time's going, no.
Yeah, that's how spoons.
That's spoons. Broken tables and pee on everybody?
If that doesn't happen, you're not playing
spoons. You ain't playing spoons right. Thank you for the call. Sam?
Yai.
Board game, bro.
All right, let me start by saying face up Uno. And involving some psychedelic mushrooms back when we were in college.
Oh, no.
And what's that?
That's, we can see where this is going.
And game lasted about an hour. had a buddy who was, you know, just coming to visit. And you said, you know, the expression on his face was priceless. But in the end, one of our friends ended up having a bad trip, got all angry, and we ended up ending the game just so we didn't all get into a brawl, the three of us. So
I just don't understand wanting to play a kid's game
while shrooming out.
While doing something.
I could see doing meth because you always got to be doing something.
Oh, my God. That's right. You're the Yahtzee champion.
That's true.
Thank you for the call, man. Doug.
Yai.
Board game brawl.
Okay, it's more of a card game. This game called Spoons.
Jesus, another spoon person.
It can get violent playing Spoons.
Okay, what happened?
I have two brothers, both my older brothers. They go to grab the spoon that was left. One of them grabbed the wooden handle part. The other one grabbed the metal part where the spoon is, and it came apart. So then they sat there and argued over who got the spoon, and my oldest brother ended up stabbing my younger brother.
Yeah, that's exactly what needs to happen. Stabbing with a spoon?
With the back end of it, where the metal came out of the wooden handle.
I got to say, whoever has the round spoon part, that technically...
That's the spoon.
That's the spoon.
You just have a spoon handle.
Exactly.
You don't have to argue over it. You're right, Steve. I've never even played the damn game. And I can tell you clearly, the person... Hey, set a bowl of cereal down in front of both of them and figure out who has the spoon. The guy with a piece of wood doesn't have anything.
Right.
He's shoving cereal around in a bowl. Brandy.
Yes.
What's your board game brawl?
So there's a new Deadpool Yahtzee game. I don't know if you guys have heard of it or not.
That rocks.
It's really fun, but I am new to like this family. My boyfriend brought me over for game night, and everyone was warning me like, oh, like don't take like the first shot at this particular person. He holds grudges. And of course I didn't listen. And I take the first shot at him to try to get him out of the game. And he immediately starts this campaign, Kill Brandy 2019. So every time I go over there to play video games, he holds up this piece of paper.
He's got to
need to be the first one out.
He's got a hitman hired.
Yeah, pretty bright.
Over Yahtzee.
Yes.
I'm going to introduce you to Steve. You guys can do meth together.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.